This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. In the next few weeks, Grady Memorial Hospital will find out whether Fulton County commissioners will actually make the proposed $25 million cut in the county's contribution to Grady. That's a 50% reduction. In part two of my conversation with Grady CEO John Hoppert, I asked him about the hunt for alternative funding if Fulton goes through with the big cut. First place to look, the other metro county, which helps fund Grady. If Fulton County does make the cuts, will you ask DeKalb County, the other local government that supports Grady, to increase its $11 million a year contribution?
Yes, we will. And actually, we've already made that request. But as you know, both counties are very strapped. Both counties are dealing with the same issues. We do have preliminary assurances from DeKalb County that funding commitment will not go down. So we do know that they will maintain their current level of funding. But there is a disproportionality between the two counties. You know, Fulton County, for the last several years, has funded a greater portion of the charity care provided to its citizens than has DeKalb. The issue we are facing is that both counties, when you look at the net cost, and I'm talking net cost of the care provided to indigent patients, Fulton County covers about 85-86% of that cost. DeKalb covers about 40% of that cost.
How much do you want from DeKalb?
Well, it would take probably around $20 to $25 million per year to bridge that imbalance between the two counties.
So you're saying in order to make ends meet, DeKalb would have to pretty much double, more than double perhaps, its annual contribution?
In theory, yes. We all know, though, that given the current economics, that's not possible. They can't do that right now. But at some point, we are beginning to see property values come back up. We are beginning to see the economy improve somewhat. As we all know, this region was one of the hardest hit in the country. And so if we could move toward that over time, great. If we have a commitment to moving toward that over time, great. And I know both counties, back to the DeKalb County commissioners as well, you know, they've got a commissioner over there, Larry Johnson, who knows public health almost as well as anybody, and he understands the need to support these programs.
Has there been a response from the other commissioners? What kind of response have you gotten from DeKalb so far?
From DeKalb commissioners, very favorable, very supportive, very much in agreement about the need to be able to do that when they can, if they can. They, like the Fulton County commissioners, though, also would like to see the state address the fact that there are other counties that reap benefit from Grady but don't share in their portion of the cost, and we agree with that as well.
Yeah, I was just about to ask you, there are other counties, Gwinnett, Cobb, that have a lot of folks who come here for indigent care. Have you approached those commissions?
Yes, Grady on a regular basis approaches those municipalities, and with no success to date. Really what that will take to get more of a regional approach to indigent care is action by the General Assembly. And that has occurred in some states. It's a very heavy lift to get state entities, the legislatures within most states, to get that addressed. About 10% of our volumes come from outside these two counties. But I think it's important to note that the majority of that volume is emergent and or trauma or burn volume. We are not, you know, Grady is not standing at our clinics and or at the hospital saying, come one, come all. We are dedicated to the two counties that support us. I think it's incredibly important that the public and the political community recognize the incredible support Grady has had from Fulton and DeKalb counties over the years, and nothing occurring today is to discredit that prior support. We just all find ourselves in a very critical economic condition, both at the county and at Grady, where none of us can afford funding cuts going forward. And so... we have to come to a point where both can survive.
So do you plan to go to the legislature again and say, look, we need state funding from the region, from these counties, from the state to perhaps cover for these counties? And what's been the response so far, if you have?
My first year here, we had a preliminary discussion on the legislative side, not the administrative side, about the willingness and or appetite for getting legislation through that would address that. And there wasn't much appetite for that. So it was one of those situations where we're not going to go beat our head against the wall down at the Capitol if there's not an appetite for it. Are we going to revisit that on the legislative side? Absolutely. Now, back to state support. One of the entities that has really come through for Grady, we were facing a potential budget shortfall in 2014 in state funding of over $20 million. And between the Department of Community Health, the budget office, the governor, and looking at how Medicaid is funded in the state, that has been resolved. And so the state has really stepped up. The governor's office has really stepped up the department to make sure the safety net in Georgia is kept hold. They have a huge interest as well, and they have done that.
Is that still there, though, for fiscal 2015?
To be seen.
Yeah.
For 2014, that security is in place. 2015, of course, will be yet another discussion.
You're also facing cuts because of the incentives for individual health care under the Affordable Care Act. That's one of the other places where you're facing cuts. That cut would be at least $25 million, I think perhaps more, right?
So, yes, and there's some interesting recent developments related to that. And so the Affordable Care Act, when it was originally designed, it assumed that all states would be mandated to expand their Medicaid programs. Well, that changed when the Supreme Court said each state can make that decision. But the funding mechanism didn't. So Grady and all the other safety net hospitals in Georgia were going to find themselves in a situation where we were having to give back a significant portion of our federal funding to fund Medicaid expansion. In Grady's situation, we were going to give up $45 million a year and have nothing to replace it. Now, you talk about a devastating cut. That would have been incredibly detrimental. The budget bill that went through Congress moved out those potential cuts two more years. It did not totally resolve the problem, but it gives us two more years in which to continue to lobby to have those funding changes better managed.
A lot of that is due, though, to incentives to emphasize preventive care, healthy lifestyle, all those sorts of things. In the long run, if it ultimately saves patients trips to the hospital, isn't that good for you?
Oh, absolutely. One of the basic premises within the Affordable Care Act is to move from a system where we are reimbursed in hospitals for the quantity of services we provide to being reimbursed based on the quality and the effectiveness of the care we provide, and I support that 100%+. So we have to be highly focused at Grady on continuing to drive quality, which has been quite a journey for Grady, but we are moving incredibly forward with that. As you said, just built within the Affordable Care Act are some changes even in reimbursement with Medicaid funding reduction, not Medicaid, Medicare funding reductions, and some other issues that have already hit us for 2014 to the tune of $8 million. So we're already in the hole going into 2014, $8 million in federal funding.
So are you saying you're looking at perhaps long-term savings but a short-term crunch?
Exactly. Exactly. And, oftentimes the economists around this issue say it's like having one foot on the boat and one foot on the dock. You've got to migrate from one system to the other, but every health system is facing that. But it has accomplished, I think, the goal the federal government had of forcing the medical community in this country to look at how effective the care is we provide in reducing the cost of the care.
On Medicaid expansion. So far, Governor Deal has said he will not expand Medicaid under the Affordable Care Act. You have been very vocal about what you feel is the need that happen. You said back in March you would not beat the governor over the head, I think were your words, over expanding Medicaid. Has that changed?
No, that hasn't changed, and let me tell you why. As a safety net institution, what is best for our uninsured patients? Well, the best thing for our patients is to have some form of insurance, clearly, and that we support no matter what. But it's not as simple as just saying, let's expand Medicaid. You have to look at what will the funding source be, what will the payment rates be, and from what we're seeing transpire in the expansion of Medicaid in some states is that hospitals like Grady, where we would lose $45 million in federal funding, the expansion of Medicaid may only net a $20 million gain, so we're still $25 million in the hole on that deal. You also find situations where the copays for the patient under some of those arrangements are so high that the patients can't afford to fund the copay. And so it's much more complex than just saying, yes, let's expand Medicaid. There's a lot of nuance to it that may mean that hospitals like Grady and Memorial and Savannah and many of the rural hospitals actually end up in worse financial condition than we are today if it's not clearly understood what that payment rate will be under an expanded Medicaid. So my hesitancy, and the reason I made the statement I made, is that's unknown. So it's hard for me to get 400% behind something if we don't know what the ramification to the patient is. Because at the end of the day, my obligation is to the patient. And if the patient ends up less able to access health care, then we've not accomplished a lot.
So do you need more information from the federal government, more cooperation between the states and Congress? And do you still say to the state, we need to do something?
Well, the state knows we have to do something. The state is very aware, the governor is very aware, that the safety net in Georgia is very fragile. The governor knows that something has to be done. He doesn't see the expansion of Medicaid as the solution, but I think, and you all would need to check with his office, I think he has probably some pretty solid ideas around how that could be addressed. So, yes, I support the expansion of Medicaid because it's the best thing for our patients. I can't unequivocally come out and say that that's the best thing for the state of Georgia because the patients may be harmed more than they're helped by that. We got to know what that's going to look like. One of our other hopes at Grady is that as we figure out what reform looks like on a federal level and as the second and third waves of the Affordable Care Act materialize, that we can get the counties out of having to fund health care, that becomes more of a federal mandate, and that the counties can focus on those things that they're required by law to afford. We are not there yet, and most safety net hospitals are supported by their local counties.
So ultimately, what's the future for Grady in the next 5 years with all of these cuts that we've talked about, all the challenges we've talked about? Do you see a way to keep this hospital running and improving as you have, do you see a way to keep this hospital running and improving the way you want it to in the plans you have?
Absolutely, yes, is the answer. And I'm glad you asked that question because every healthcare institution, including Grady, has a tremendous obligation to the community to assure that community that it is providing the most effective effective clinically and effective, cost-effective care that it possibly can. So we are undertaking numerous initiatives within Grady to make sure that happens. We're looking at the clinical practice of every one of our physicians and residents and fellows. We're making sure we don't overutilize services. The other side of that is that there is a movement afloat by the safety net hospitals nationwide to work with Congress to define essential hospitals within our country, those that have to have alternative sources of funding to serve the indigent population. And so we are putting our effort behind the federal initiative to make sure that that essential network of safety net hospitals is supported. And that will assure that Grady's here for the indigent folks of Fulton and DeKalb County.
John Hoppert is the CEO of Grady Memorial Hospital. Mr. Hoppert, thanks so much for giving us this much time. We really appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Thank you.